Tony Joe White is an original. Known for popularizing swamp music, he's written songs that were performed by Elvis, Ray Charles, and Tina Turner. Kanye West has borrowed from him, too. His swamp rock sound is a mix of Delta blues, Cajun, country, and, of course, rock and roll. And now, nearly 40 years after he started recording, Tony Joe White's latest album is out. It's called Hoodoo. He joins us from Nashville. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad to get out of here.
You know, before we get to this this new CD, I wonder if we could start with your first real big U.S. hit, Poke Salad Annie. Let's hear a bit if we can.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, the little dog girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke Salad Annie.
Mr. White, what's Poke Salad?
Poke Salad, I was raised on a little cotton farm down in Goodwill, Louisiana, and around that farm or the rivers or most anywhere in that country, it grew wild, looked something like a turnip green leaf. My mother would boil it up and said it had a lot of vitamins in it. And a little cornbread and pepper sauce, it tastes good. Thing about poke, according to Mama and all of them, was when it's just fresh and young like that, you can eat it. And then if you wait till it gets those purple berries on it, it's poisonous. So after you get that, no telling what it'll do.
Poke salad.
How did Elvis wind up recording this?
Well, Felton Jarvis, Elvis's producer, called me and he said, we want to send an airplane down to Memphis to fly you and your wife out to Las Vegas and watch us record old Poke Salad Annie live every night. He was really great to me. He really liked guitar players, and we would get in the dressing room each night, and he had an acoustic guitar in there. He'd always wanted to hear a few blues licks, which the next night I'd say, let me see those licks, and they never would come back out, so I don't think they were sticking.
Let's get into this new album of yours if we can. In fact, let's listen to a snippet of the first track, and this is a song called Gift.
We're sitting in a graveyard late one night. Didn't know why. Had on no guitar and a bottle of wine. Thinking of moon hanging in the sky.
So what makes you put a song in a graveyard?
I've always really believed in the spirits, spirit world. My mom's half Cherokee, and she taught us a lot of things like that. And I didn't mean for the song to go the way it did at the end, but as it turns out, these people appear out of the fog, and they start singing these words, and all of a sudden, the release comes on their faces, because it was the very thing they was needing to quit being earthbound. So they moved on.
They left me there. The cold gray dawn.
How do you write most of your songs?
I never know where they're going to come from, and I never know what they're going to be about or nothing. It just kind of comes, maybe a guitar lick or a word. And then I'll usually go down by the river and build a little campfire and carry an acoustic guitar, maybe in a few cold beers, and just sit down and play that lick a few times and just kind of wait, you know, and then something come along, a line or two, and maybe a week or two later, another line. It's like something you don't really push or think about. It's like a way of life.
Let's listen to a bit of another one. This is 9 Foot Sack.
Pick up a 9 Foot Sack. Strap it on.
day out in the field till the day is gone.
This is a great song.
Yeah, 9 Foot Sack is pretty well about, I was around 7 or 8 years old, right through those periods, and picking a lot of cotton. There were 7 kids. I was the youngest, and mom and dad, and everybody got out and did it, you know. And then in the evening, sit on the porch, and they'd play the guitars or a little piano or something. I heard music all my life.
And the 9 Foot Sack is what you were filling?
Yeah. And I never did hear from anybody to tell me why it was 9 foot. I mean,
goes my next question.
I do know that when you filled it up, you had about 130 pounds in it. So it was hard work, but we had, you know, plenty to eat and horses to ride, things like that. So, well, he was probably poor, real poor, but we didn't, nobody know it or even think about it.
Does a childhood spent filling cotton sacks, happy as it was, as you point out, in many ways, make you determined to, if you've got the talent, to be a musician or something else that's, you know, a little more indoor work, not so much heavy lifting?
It really wasn't that heavy, and I would trade it over indoor work a million times.
Really?
Because it was always raise up and feel a little breeze coming off the river and take your shirt off and get sunburned. And it was good. It was a real cool, laid back, kind of like molasses falling out of a jar at times. They were real, times moved real slow.
All the artists that have covered you over the years, do you have a favorite?
I would have to go back to my very first song I ever had recorded by another artist. Was Brooke Benton doing Rainy Night in Georgia.
Heavy rains are falling, seems I hear your voice calling, it's all right. A rainy night in Georgia.
It's a great song.
And at that time, I never heard of nobody doing somebody else's song, you know, and until I heard him sing it, I didn't really learn how to sing it, and I heard that, and I played it about 50 times in a row.
Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. The distant moaning of a train seems to play a sad refrain to.
So, when you look back at your poke salad Annie days, are you where you thought you might wind up?
I never really given thought to where I'd be. I just always, once I started writing and getting on into the songs, I was where I was.
You just got to do your own thing.
Tony Joe White speaking with us from the Spotland Studios in Nashville. His new album is Hoodoo. Mr. White, thanks so much. Been wonderful talking to you.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Late at night when it's hard to rest, I hold your picture to my chest and I'm all right. A rainy night in Georgia.